Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Ann Ortley, Excess Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm an astrologer in New York City. And I was just sauteing some eggplant on the stove, and the Blog Talk lady said, okay, quick, radio show. I can get there. I'm a member of a community-sponsored agriculture, and I have eggplant, and I have turnips, and I have zucchini. We're in the midst of a cooking frenzy, and we're taking time out to do Excess Astrology, where you're welcome to call in with your questions. We talk a little bit about the weather and the sky, what's going on and how it's working for your chart, and what's new and exciting for you in the world. And it is a busy week, as you know. We're not going to have Mark joining us tonight because he's crumpling, but hopefully Heather will be joining, and she recently relocated out to Montana, where she's living with a beautiful a beautiful view and a little earthquake and a little excitement. And I'm here in New York at the Bright Red Desk holding the fort down, and we're moving forward. So we're probably going to be moving the show a little bit earlier because we have trouble making it at 10. So we're shifting it a little earlier, I believe to 9:30 starting next week. So we wanted to just give a heads up because we moved to this earlier time with the idea that it would help everybody be able to make it. But Mark gets up really early in the morning, and he goes off. We're in the day of Mercury, in the hour of Mercury right now. We just entered it, so we would just finish the hour of Venus. So we're going to move it up a little bit, and hopefully then we'll be able to be a little more consistent because we've had Heather moving, we've had Mark crumpling, we've had all sorts of excitement going on here at the Blog Talk, at the Excess Astrology land of land of astrologers, but trying to figure it out. So if we do the 9:30 hour, we'll be in Mercury-Venus, which hopefully will work a little better because before we were 11, and that was good, but then we moved it earlier, and then, you know, whatever, life gets in the way. So what we're going to do is move up. So energy in the sky, as you know, is really pretty potent. The other day when Mars was on the world axis, Donald Trump Jr. released his emails indicating he had contact with the Russian government about the election. I was just kind of like, wow, my assistant goes, you know, you're going to believe what just came over the email or over the internet. So we're in the time when things are getting revealed, where people are, you know, we're telling us things or we're finding out things or we're learning things and we're being asked to kind of move in a new direction. And our job with this energy is to go, yeah, a new direction indeed, but where am I going? So this week has a lot of energy around endings and letting go because the Sun and Saturn and Pluto all playing together, and we're wrapping up. Of course, Mars is in Cancer still, so he's changing his emotional needs every couple of days as the moon changes. And the moon right now is in Pisces, so it's very emotionally sensitive day, tomorrow too, through 1 o'clock on Friday. And our job with the moon in Pisces is to know it's wrap-up time. We're releasing, we're letting go, we're saying that's finished, and kind of moving into new territory. So our job is to go, okay, we're ready to roll, we're letting go, we're releasing. How do we get there? How do we get there from here? How do we get there from where I am now? A lot of people have been having feeling bad about where they are in their life. It's a lot of Capricorn up in the sky. And last week, of course, when the moon was in Cap, people were really feeling it. And then moon in Aquarius earlier this week, Monday, Tuesday, a real sense of despair because the moon hit that south node. Remember, the south node's in Aquarius, which is kind of an existential place. Aquarius is about the group and the humanity, and it's not necessarily feeding where we're going. So a lot of people have been reporting feeling a little unhooked, a little untethered, a little unattached, like who cares about them? You know, what would happen if they left? What would happen if they weren't here? What's their purpose and their point? And so that's part of the energy of this time. And then we're also being asked, well, what is it? What is our legacy? What do we want to leave behind? Now, once the south node fills, which is what we did the last 2 days, it shoots the energy over to the north node in Leo, which is where the node is these days. And the north node in Leo says, well, the purpose of human life, the purpose of us as humans is to create. It's to love. Leo is the sign of love and partnership and passion. So we're supposed to go forward towards that. right? And give that permission to grow and bloom. And all of us have some kind of creative purpose. We all have Leo on a house in our chart. We all have the sun somewhere in our chart. And depending on what our sun is, what sign our sun is, it describes the purpose of this life. So for Aries, the purpose is to be, I am here. The purpose of Taurus is to have, to grow, to bloom. Purpose of Gemini is to know things, to understand things. Purpose and communicate what it knows. The purpose of the sun in Cancer is to nurture and grow and to also experience being nurtured, you know, to have, you know, and Leo is to love and be loved and create and be playful. Virgo is to serve and to work and to understand the value of what it is they build. Libra is to partner, create, and relate with partner. Scorpio is to recognize and analyze what has been accomplished and to understand on a deeper level how do we accomplish things. And I'm not sure, is that Heather? Heather, are you there? Nope. Okay, thought it might be Heather. our purpose to accomplish Scorpio energy and transformation. And then Sagittarius's purpose is to be a visionary and to teach and to guide and to share wisdom. Capricorn is the ability to amount to something, to make something of lasting value that's a permanent change on the earth. So Capricorn's a sign of the rock. Aquarius is about the humanitarian journey, the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding we're all in this together. And then Pisces, of course, is the existential moment of transformation and change that on a physical level we're all connected. So I'm always reminded of I always say it wrong, the Ecclesiastes. You know, there to everything there is a season, a time to sow, a time. And so when we're working with that energy of the balance, there's a season for everything under heaven. And our job, of course, is to really work with the energy and honor it and to say, okay, how does that work for us? How does that work with us, right? And to really understand it on a different level. and so that's our purpose, is the sun's purpose. And then where we're to execute that job is ruled by the house of Leo. So whatever house Leo's on, the house before and the house after are where you're supposed to shine. So let's say Leo's on your fifth house, cusp, means part of Leo's in your fourth house, part of Leo's in your fifth, so it's home and family and children. So we take our purpose, our ego's need, our purpose for incarnating, our sun, and we look at what house it's on. So with the nodes of fate running through Leo and Aquarius, North Node and Leo, the universe is pointing us towards our Leo house, and he's saying, hey, I don't know what you're doing over there, but you're supposed to be over here working on this section of your life. This is where you're supposed to shine. The other stuff's all important, yeah, but come over here. This is the Leo house. This is where you're shining. This is the shining place. Come shine over here. So the energy is very strong about ending there, and because the nodes of fate went into Leo, and they're going to be in there for a year and a half, they are there till November of 18, so we got a long time, got another year. When they went in when Comey, the day Comey got fired, and they are there saying, what is your purpose? Where are you to shine? Get over here. We need you. You know, it's kind of like when someone calls, hey, I need you here. So the Leo house is calling us all. Now, of course, we've been distracted. We've been carried away with another place. We're busy over here with Susan or Ralph or Fred or whoever. And now our heart's calling us, our chart is calling us and saying, hey, if it's in your heart, it's in your chart, let's go. Let's go, click, click, let's go, quick, quick, you know, move it along. Honoring the energy of the creative is really what this next year and a half is about. And we are about to have the eclipses start. They begin in a week. And we know eclipse season this year is mighty powerful because this little puppy is laying right across the middle of the United States, coming in over Oregon, going through the middle, and out over South Carolina. So there's a lot of energy that's about to be dumped on our good old US of A. And when that happens, you know, the founding fathers used this eclipse, this same eclipse, to help them declare independence from Britain back in 1776, because eclipses run for a long time. And for each of us, we are the sovereign of our lives. We are the king of our lives, or the queen of our lives, and are you living your best life? And if not, what do you need to do it? I had a nice Leo here earlier today for a reading. He got it as a gift from his wife. And he's like, you know, it's about, like, good food and good wine and doing what makes you happy. And I'm like, yes, that's a Leo. The Leos understand. It's about being the king. And the king of what you want. What you. And he goes on a couple of good trips a year. He doesn't need to be five-star, but I need to be happy. It's what's the king of your life? What's the queen of your life? Where are you getting called? What's that purpose? So forward we go. So we'll take some callers. If you're listening in, our host call-in is 425. Oh, I'm sorry, that's my number. Your number is 347-215-8881, 347-215-8881. And I got a nice note earlier today from Debbie, who's called in frequently. And it's asking actually a different question. It said, okay, long short story short, you and please tell Mark were right when I called in on March 8th about this moving. Kobe got out. Kobe's her dog. Kobe got out for the first time ever, ran out the door, and attacked another dog. You said there would be a choice, and there was. Oh, my God. The office told me I had to get rid of Kobe or be evicted. I told them to go F themselves. Kobe stays. I leave. Like, could you guys have been any more on? This happened about 7 weeks ago. You said July 26th, moving energy close enough. Okay, anyway, this numerologist wrote on my page for my birthday that I'm entering a 9-year. I know. Then he told me it's not a great year to make changes. I told him I had to move. He told me it would be a short-lived move if I do. I told Mr. Happy Birthday that I had to, something I didn't plan. He told me that in a 9-year it would never last long. I pulled out my books and even Googled, and the 9-year says ending and beginnings, which I hear is the theme with astrology. And you know numerology. Is he right? I know like enough numerology to make me dangerous, Debbie. I'd appreciate it if you could answer that with your numerology mixed with astrology knowledge, because now he has me on a wreck. I hope all's good with you, and please tell Mark you and him kicked a bad word spot on with my reading, and it was way before this came up. Thanks, Ian. Hugs. So, yes, 9 years are years where we wrap up stuff and we say, I'm finished, I'm done, I'm ready to let it go. But whenever we let anything go, we begin new stuff. The issue with a 9-year beginning something is it shifts us into a new direction, and because it's an ending energy, it's not 100% stable. So I don't know that you're going to have to move again, you know, when you in a year. You know, you've been in that house for a while, right? And so part of it is saying, okay, we're wrapping up my 9 years here. And it's a nodal cycle, obviously. 9 is half of 18. Which is why we call it for change, right? So when the nodes get activated, and our chart, of course, is tied to the nodes, and so is numerology tied to the nodes, and tied to all the other planets in our chart, in fact. It's one of the predictive techniques, part of the Kabbalah and other systems. So anyway, we look at the 9 and we go, okay, we're at a halfway mark with the nodes. Now this next eclipse is in Leo, and depending on where it is in your chart, you know, think back 9 years ago. What were you doing then? Were you moving? Were you changing? I've lived in the same apartment since 1976. But I will say every now and then someone comes knocking at 1979, rather. Every now and then someone comes knocking at my door, and it sounds like, ooh, that could be fun. I could consider moving there. But I've never actually moved, 9 years notwithstanding. Other people move every 3 years, and you have a pretty solid chart for not wanting to move. So I think if you have to move on this one, this is really saying the story and the time with that is finished, and you think about the last 9 years, it's kind of nice to wrap them up with a new place. Not that you necessarily want to move. And, you know, I would say go ahead and try and evict me before, because it's going to take them like 6 to 8 months to get you evicted, right? Before, and then you're going to be out of the 9-year. That's my solution. Go ahead, evict me. But, you know, I guess, you know, that also is living in a state of anxiety, so probably not a good idea. But I would say to you, yeah, you know, it's time for a new life, time for a new chapter. You're ready for something different. And, you know, we'll see what happens, you know, as part of your moving forward in the life. So I hope that helps, Deb. And now I will take a couple of callers. And if you want to, want me to call on you, please raise your hand by pressing the 1. Hi, 631-419, you're on the air. How can I help?
It's me, Ann.
I just read your letter. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
So did you like my solution? Yeah, just tell them to evict you. It's going to take them a while to get you out of there.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, I can't move in 8 months. It would have to be probably latest by September.
Yeah.
And, you know, this other guy has me thinking, you know, it's not going to last.
I would say to you, you know, we have free will. We have numerology, but we have free will. You know, and, if you know, depending on where you're moving, let me see where your nodes are. Your nodes are
in
the sixth house of the dog.
You and Mark picked up that move.
Yeah,
my chart.
And it's in the sixth house of the dog. So the dog's making you move. But that doesn't look like you have to go right away. And the nodes are in your sixth house. So did you move in 98? Debbie's birth time, for those listening, is June 29, 1959, 11:10 p.m. in Queens. So the nodes of fate are taking place in your sixth house of the dog. And the eclipse was February 11th, right on your Venus, which is love me, love my dog. And, of course, the moon rules. Moon in Taurus is a loving sign, and, you know, you're not moving. You're not leaving because of the dog. You're not getting rid of the dog. But
no.
The eclipse is on, the one on August 7th is on your Uranus, which is a lot about what direction I want to go in. And that's a full moon. That takes us back to February of 16. And then the eclipse before that, the new moon before that, was the Venus star point in August of 15. And so now we have the eclipse, which takes us back to 1998 and 1979 and what was going on then. Now, 98 shows
a big relationship.
I was going to say, 98 shows a big relationship year for you. And what happened
in
79?
Yeah, I got divorced. And
when you were
79. Yeah, I got divorced then, too.
Oh, okay. So
my mother had the marriage annulled. It, big, long story, but endings. Two endings.
Endings, okay. And so now it's you know, the fourth house is the ending of the apartment or the ending of the home. So you're not getting divorced again, but you're leaving. They're telling you we want a divorce from you as a tenant, and it's right in the eclipse is right in your house of the pets. So I would say, yeah, but you got divorced and you didn't. You know, it's an energy of releasing and moving on. So that's what you're having again.
But what Mark and I saw was, they're looking at September, possibly October, getting me out of here.
Yeah, well,
I'm going to look at an apartment tomorrow, and
yeah,
I'm a wreck.
The eclipse runs for 4 years, so it's not like you have to move tomorrow. You know, it takes time.
No,
it
but
takes
I'm saying
time
if
to
I
unfold.
Take this, if I take mm-hmm. this apartment tomorrow, it's available in September.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which
it's
would
like,
be
when do
you
actually see me moving? Because you guys were like spot on.
Right.
I can't believe how on you are.
Hey, we're not
on.
It's the astrology that's on. I'll tell Mark. He'll like it. He's sleeping right now. He went to bed. He wrote crumpling. I get these little texts from him crumpling. He gets up at 4 in the morning and goes and stands on his head, you know. So I'm always like, it's because you're standing on your head too much. You're crumpling. So we are going to move the show up a little earlier. We're going to have it at 9:30 next week. And maybe going forward. And that's good because it's got nicer aspects. But, yeah, I mean, you've got planets on, you know, the eclipse, the node of fate is on your Vesta, so you could definitely move. And that's a big move aspect. So I would say, you know, you can be out of there as soon as you want to go. You can also make them push
you
out.
So you think
I'm
going to get this apartment tomorrow?
I think you're going to get the apartment tomorrow, yeah. You got to go. Yeah, tomorrow's
okay.
Nice, moon in Pisces. And that is your first house. So things are going your way, which is always nice. Yeah.
All right. Just second quick question, because this move has me a wreck. And people listening, when Ann first told me, I was like, no, I don't want to move. Now I can't wait to get out of here. Anyway, and she said July 26th. Mm-hmm. Her and Mark. And I was just blown away. I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, that's when the note of fate gets to your
best.
No, we're looking at your Vesta. We're looking at your planet of moving.
I know, but still, you
know, the note of fate's on your planet of moving, and it says, gotta go move, you know?
I know, but some astrologers don't get it right. And I didn't even call in about that, if you remember. And you're like,
I know.
Oh.
No, this is an email
we
you wrote in.
No, but when I called March 8th.
Sometimes we give information you don't want to have, right? Yeah,
I was like, no, Ann, no, no. And then Kobe never ran out, never. Mm-hmm. So it was like that universe sets stuff up. Like, anyway, that's a whole other story. You know about that.
Yeah.
But do you see Chris coming with me? I need him with me. And there's a little problem with that, with the organization I'm working with. And I'm very, very upset about this.
With the organization you're working with to find you a new home?
Yes.
With the okay.
The ones that subsidize me. But, I mean, he's a gigantic help to me. You know, he really is. And I don't want to be there alone. Is it?
Right, but they're going to, you know, I mean, he's not on the lease, is he?
No, but I don't know. Do you just see him coming with me?
You're really changing a lot of things. So, let me see. You'll know if he's going by the middle of October. I think he's got some other stuff. He might be moving somewhere else. Well, you know, I don't know for sure. He's got moving energy as of July 24th.
He's September 6th, 1988.
Yeah, no, I'm looking in your chart. I've got his chart, too. But
and you
I'm
told me my
yours.
Moving energy.
No, it's
was
not
July
yours.
July 26th.
Too. Yeah. Well,
no, but
so
you had said.
Moving. Yeah, yours is the nodes, where we were looking at for the nodes. And he's having stuff about what the new direction is for him. And so that's, you know, Moon in Gemini in the fourth. You know, that progressed Moon hit the fourth, too. You've got, like, four things that say you're moving. So it's not just the nodes. I thought it was the nodes. Now I'm looking at your progressions. But, yeah, I don't know that he's not moving with you, but I don't think you're going to know if he's staying until we get to the second week in October, third week in October, when, for those of you listening who want to know where I'm seeing that, Jupiter on his Neptune. Because that's going to be when it gets clear. Well, transiting Jupiter is entering his eighth house, your eighth house, which is his fourth house, the home of the mother. And then it gets to Neptune, your Neptune in the eighth, and it's in the fourth house of your eighth house. So it's, you needing him, and he helps you financially, or he helps you with, you know, support. As Jupiter gets to your Neptune, that's going to be in October. We start a new 12-year cycle around your relationship with him. Around your relationship with everybody, because Neptune's on the midheaven and you have Pisces in the first house. So
your gut is, what's your gut? You're good with that.
My gut is, I'm going to wait and
you
see.
You prove that. Let me tell you. Oh, my God.
I'm a good astrologer. The astrology's good, you know. We know you got a good time chart. That's good.
No,
all right, let me take another caller.
That, let me tell you.
I know. Well, I didn't know that the dog was going to go and cause the problem. But, you know, now that we see it, the eclipse is right on the Uranus.
But you said I'd have a choice.
Went out the door and he went, rawr, huh?
You said I'd have a choice, and I didn't understand that at the time. Mm-hmm. And the choice was get rid of the dog and you could stay, or if you keep the dog, you can't. There was
right.
a choice. You guys were so on. Like, people listen to her. Really?
Thank you. Well, I'm going to go take another caller and big hugs. But send me pictures of the new digs, okay? I think you're going to like
but
it.
But really quick, do you think he's coming with me just off the top of your
head? I think you're
going
to know. You're not going to know yet. You don't know until, you're not going to know until the middle of October. That'll be when Neptune on the Jupiter.
Jupiter's good, though, right?
Jupiter's good, yep. Jupiter's good,
and
but Neptune's the lack of clarity. That's why I'm not betting on this one. I know, I hate Neptune, too. Love you, honey. Bye-bye. Hello. Whoops. 267. Hi, 267-566. How can I help?
Hi. My birthday is 7/14/1956.
7/14/1956. Yep. And what time?
At 8:43 a.m.
8:43 a.m. And where?
In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia. Okay. And what's your question?
And well, I've had a lot of changes, and I've just recently moved, but I have a court case coming up from on Monday, finally, 5 years later after Hurricane Sandy, trying to see if I can get money from my house being destroyed. And just a lot of changes. So I just was seeing if you had any advice or...
Okay, and when's your court case?
On Monday.
On this Monday coming, okay.
On this Monday coming.
So that would be Monday the 17th. Okay. So the moon is in Taurus, top of the chart. Are you going against an insurance company?
I am.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's the moon in the insurance company, and then you're having the note of fate on your ascendant, which is usually a good thing for indicating we're changing direction and starting a new thing. You're July 14th, 56, right?
Yes.
So that's your birthday, too, or right around your birthday. So you're starting a new cycle, which is always helpful, a new solar return. And Neptune is opposite Mercury, and Neptune in Pisces, which is, Pisces, of course, is the flood, Sandy, is up. So the chart's showing that, yeah, what you're going to court for makes sense. It's opposite your Mercury and your Jupiter in Virgo. So Jupiter in Virgo is the whole issue of technicalities. And what's a technicality? And you have Vesta on your Jupiter, which is the home and the technicality. So what's the technicality that they denied the claim for? Because that's what the issue is, and that's what you want to, if you can know what that technicality is or what the reasoning was that they said no, then you've got 3 days, you have Mars on Uranus, so that is on the 21st, we have a settlement, or we know how it turns out. So the answer is you find out pretty quick, but what's the technicality that they said no for? Did they tell you?
They just said that the hurricane, they sent an engineer in and said that the damages to my house weren't caused by the hurricane, that it was neglect, that my area was not damaged severely, and my area was damaged severely. I mean, I had an engineer come in and document it. Everything that the house happened, you know, was because of Hurricane Sandy. It just didn't fall down. The
right,
other houses
right.
all fell down. Mine didn't fall down yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you
I
haven't,
mean,
you're having,
did.
Yeah, that.
It since did, but.
Yeah, I mean, I do think it looks very positive, and I think you get money, or you know what's going to happen on July 21st. And I think part of it is it's the. The technicality and the Mars on the Uranus ruling the seventh house, which is the open enemy. So it does look like you win against the open enemy as long as you deal with whatever their technicalities are. And it doesn't matter if your house didn't fall down, it was still damaged by the storm.
Right.
So it does look like you get something by the 21st, which is Friday. So you may, you know, if you're going to trial, that may be a settlement, that may be a, I don't think it's going to be as much money as you would necessarily like, but the progressed moon is there. If you go to a holdover, then you settle in, 6 months with what you want, you know, so that would be, you know, sometimes it's arbitration. And then they're like, well, you know, take it or leave it. And you're like, I'll wait. 6 months from now, you get what you want. So whether that's you get the money and rebuild or you're free. And what I'm seeing there for the listeners is Progress Moon coming to her Juno in the fifth house. Progress Moon's in Capricorn. So, I mean, you've got good aspects for it, but and I do think they're going to offer you something. I just don't know that it's going to be what you want. But if you push, once you get past 6 months from now, you definitely get better money.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't take this. I mean, I don't know what they're doing. If it's, sometimes they do arbitration, sometimes they do a trial. So if you can't reach
right.
a settlement, you know, hold for the six, take the 6 months rather than taking the money would be my posture.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, all right. Good luck
all
with
right.
it. Keep me posted. Let me know. But, yeah, I do think they're going to offer you something. And if it's good and you're tired and you want to move on, this is a great time to do it. Because the eclipses are very big in your chart this year. So they're really
yeah.
bringing in a whole bunch of, you know, new energy. Did you move into the house in 98 or in 79?
No, I moved into the house in 92.
Okay, what happened in 98 with the eclipses in your first house and your sixth house of house? What was the change in 98 around the direction of your life? The power struggle and the direction around your life.
98, you know what? I don't even know.
Okay, well, let it cogitate because it'll surface. And then 79, you remember anything in 79? You were 23. About moving, finding a home, power struggle.
Yeah, I moved. I had a home. Yeah.
What happened
then? I moved.
Then?
I had a child by myself and had my own place. Yep.
Okay. So it did show as
so
a house eclipse.
That was in 79. Definitely.
Yep,
I know what happened in 79.
Okay. So that's a house energy. So that shows the eclipses are looking to wrap this up. So you don't have to go into it for another 19 years. So it should give you enough money to fix the house. Probably not as much as you want, but it should give you enough to be back up and running. And if that's the case,
right.
I would definitely take it. Yeah. And if they say
okay.
no, then the 6 months from now is the next eclipse, which is much, you know, which is also really nicely placed in the house, ending the house story. Yeah. And you have the
okay.
note of fate, interestingly, down in the... your note of fate is down in the fourth house. So, you know, the eclipse being about the house makes a lot of sense, too. Good. So keep us posted.
Okay. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. And
all
on
right.
that note, the show's
you're,
over. So we're going to hang up and, oh, thank you. We're going to hang up and wish everybody a lovely evening and a wonderful next week. And next week we're going to be at 9:30. Heather's moved and Mark will hopefully be awake and we'll all be here. And take care. We'll talk to you soon. It's Ann Ortley signing off from the Bright Red Desk. I'm going to go eat some of my eggplant now. Bye.